The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
One of the main sponsors of the Middlewich Fab Festival is Shackleford Pianos, who are based in Macclesfield. How are you, Aaron? You all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
So are you Mr. Shackleford yourself then, are you?
It is, yes.
Right, so how did it all start? A little bit of history for the people that don't know about Shackleford Pianos.
Basically, my wife got a job at the Royal Northern College of Music back in 2005. She's a pianist, a concert pianist. And, I've always worked with pianos as a piano technician and restorer. And we moved to England for her position. And, I guess it just led to me starting our own business here in about 2007. And it's just grown since then. It's grown from being just a service-based business, being just me servicing pianos, to we employ up to 14 people now in servicing, restoration, transport, and we've got a sales part of the business as well.
So do you build pianos there as well then, like from scratch or not?
We don't build pianos, but we rebuild and fully rebuild antique pianos or pianos that need rebuilding, and that goes in differing levels. Like we can fully start from the ground up and rebuild a piano, or it can be just like the action, the working part with the keys and things, or the strings. It depends on what's needed.
Well, I mean, forgive me for sounding so silly, by the way, because I don't play on piano myself. So this is a world that I don't know about. But if you mentioned they're antique pianos.
Yep.
Is it a bit like an antique car, like the parts are difficult to come by if it's so antique, or are they easier to come by?
No, they're generally we have to make them. So if we have something from, say, pre-1840, and quite regularly when we get a piano from this period in time, there are a lot of parts missing or parts that have been replaced by someone else in the past that are incorrect, and we have to then take that part, take some measurements of the existing parts and remake the new part to suit the piano. There was one piano we had where there was about half of the action parts missing, and we had to find something of similar age and take photos and measurements of the parts in that piano to duplicate for the piano that we had.
You do a very skilled job by the sound of it, and a very intricate job as well, you know.
Yeah, it's not good for your stress levels.
Oh. Right, listen, tell me a little bit about how you got involved with the Middlewich Fab Festival, of all things.
We get approached by lots of people needing help to put on an event because hiring pianos and transporting pianos around is quite expensive. So we generally look at the festival and see how it suits what we're doing, and where possible, we try to help them out as much as we can. We've looked after this year the Manchester Jazz Festival. We just finished with the Bollington Festival. We got Buxton Festival coming up. So, we try and supply a good standard of piano so that these different events can put on like a high quality of performance.
Fantastic. You always know when you're going into a really, really nice place or a really nice environment with music when you see a grand piano sitting there waiting to be played on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, sometimes they don't work.
Oh, don't tell me that.
But no, you're right. It does make a grand statement to have a grand piano.
Fantastic. Listen, Aaron from Shackleford Pianos in Macclesfield, thank you very much for your time. And are you coming down to the Middlewich Fab Festival by any
chance?
Yeah,
we'll be coming down.
I'll look for you. I'll be the one that says Darren Antrobus Silk Radio on my jacket, by the way. All right. Come over and say hello and we'll have a chit chat.
Come and say hello.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye now.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.